This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Reggie Jackson.
Number one, I fear the Boston Red Sox will own the 21st century and my Yankees will become an afterthought. Number two, I fear we are getting closer to a day where we are easily offended by absolutely everything, prompting everyone to sub-isolate in a cocoon of hypersensitivity. So instead of living in a world where we can still watch Friends episodes on Netflix and enjoy the humor and the cultural relevance and the dynamic of community and friends that transcend circumstances and the beauty of Central Perk, now we are so offended by absolutely everything that we miss out. And this world is rough, you know? Life is tough. Sometimes you fall off the bike. Sometimes someone flips you off in the highway. What are you going to do? Stop in a kitty corner and start crying for 3 days? Number three, I fear the death of truth. Gone are the days of Walter Cronkite. I see it in fake news. I see it on other fronts. There used to be a time where religion or faith and the news industry were of kindred spirit. We were the two industries on the planet committed to truth. Well, one of those right now is really on shaky ground. Number four, I fear the loss of faith. Faith in God, faith in each other, faith in things getting better. Number five, I fear the increase of discord, strife, and division at all levels in all spheres. It feels like the last days of the Roman Empire. It's just unbelief, unbridled unbelief, unbelief on steroids, and it scares me. Number six, I fear that mine will be the last generation to remember simpler things without technology running our lives. You know, recently there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about the life expectancy of Americans decreased. We're number 29 in the world, by the way, and it's because of suicide and opioid addiction. And the question is, does technology help or does technology exacerbate? We are so disconnected and we're sold into what we have in our hands. I mean, think about it. All we're doing is looking at other people's successes. Very few people go like, I had a sucky day and here's my selfie with the expression of this day was terrible. As a follower of Jesus, I can tell you firsthand, his terrible day, his worst day was my best day. Number seven, I fear that we will slowly lose our religious freedoms. Number eight, I fear that those of us in the U.S. will become callous to the desperate need of our brothers and sisters suffering in the Northern Triangle of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Number nine, I fear the physical dysfunction will leave DACA and dreamers both permanently in a state of perpetual limbo. And likewise, a lack of security will allow both drugs and human victims to continue being trafficked into our country. I've had the privilege of being connected through three different White Houses. So by the grace of God, I'm able to go in there and meet the presidents or meet senior leadership. And on occasion, there's been pushback where it's like, I'm not going to hear you. Why can't I be a Hispanic American and likewise, you know, stand committed to protecting the sovereignty of our nation? And number 10, I fear that the church will fail to recognize the imago Dei, the image of God, in all human beings, including our LGBTQ brothers and sisters. I preach the gospel. So I'm the pizza delivery guy. I don't make the pizza. My call is to preach the gospel. So am I committed to biblical truth? Absolutely. Am I praying that God changes human beings? Sure, because we all have issues. So in our church, you look at your fellow human being with the lenses that everyone carries the image of God. And I give the list. I give the list across the board. I mentioned Republicans, Democrats, gay, straight, Red Sox and Yankee fans. We all carry the image of God.
To the second baseman, Cano. The Yankees are back on top.
My name is Samuel Rodriguez, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That I'll finally get around to cleaning under the stove and I'll find like a proto-human forming from the cat hair and grease that's under there? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.